Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Also, don't forget to take the poll question. Answer the poll question on the homepage. Different one every week. When you select your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Also, the blog, the knowledge base. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Scott Eblen has put up for us, has made us available to us over the years. Scott is with us. He's the author of The Next Level, about to come out in the second edition in a couple of months or so. Scott, in the previous segment, by the way, tell us how we can find you again and find your book.
Sure. You can find my blog at scotteblen.com, and there's information on the book about the book on the blog as well.
Check that out. And the blog, yeah, all the blog access to the blog's right there too, right?
Yep.
Okay. In the previous segment, we talked about, in a very very sardonic and sarcastic way, you talked about 7 ways to make sure that you build a fear-based culture into your organization.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
right.
Let's turn that around.
Okay.
And let's talk about how to do it in a positive way.
Okay, that's a great. You want to start or you want me to start?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd say that probably the number one rule is listen. You know, I think it was Jim Collins I heard somewhere talk about an early mentor of his. His big advice to Jim Collins was to increase his ratio of listening to talking.
In the Sound of Silence song written by Simon, Paul Simon, and sung by he and Garfunkel, there's a line there that says people are hearing without listening.
I think. Listening slows you down enough to observe what's going on. You know, to be a good listener, you have to be a good observer.
But make sure you're not just being a good hearer.
Right. Another one of my favorite lines on listening was from the book Servant Leadership by Robert Greenleaf. And
right.
the most difficult question to ask yourself is, does what I have to say improve upon the silence?
I like that.
Yeah,
that's talk show hosts say that to themselves all the time. Go ahead, Scott. Next one.
Well, we'd start with listening, and then I think the second is to ask good questions. You know, and ask people questions about what do they see that's going on out there. You know, out there in the environment, in here in the company. What opportunities do we have? What challenges are we facing? And what do you think we should do about them?
Right? That last one is a very powerful tool that I've learned over the years. What do you think? Those four words are very powerful. What do you think? Also, whenever someone messes up, what did we learn?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what all those questions have in common, Jim, is a couple of things. One is they're open-ended questions. You know, they're questions that encourage thinking as opposed to why did you do this? Well, you know, if you ask me that, I'm immediately on the defensive and I'm back to the fear thing again.
Well, let me tell you something else it does, Scott. If you learn how to say this too, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
If your employees know that you're going to ask those questions, they're not going to come at you with some idea that's half-baked.
Right.
They're gonna say, you know what, I better make sure I've thought about this because I know what he's going to ask me. And I need to have I need to be able to have the follow-up.
You know,
and that makes them do more thinking.
Another one that I like a lot is the question: what else could you try, or what else could we try?
What have we tried?
Yeah, what have we tried? And then when you get to that, what else we could try? Ask that 3 times. Don't let go of that question until you get 3 different answers, because you're really trying to encourage people to look beyond the obvious. So we've tried this. Well, did that work? Well, not so much. So what else could we try?
Right.
Well, we could do that. Well, what else? And then what else? And you really get the creativity going that way.
Right. All right. What's another one?
Let's see. Listening, questioning, and I think break it down into actionable steps. You know, I think.
How would we do this?
Yeah, how would we do this?
What's the first step?
Exactly. What's our next step? What's our next step? Because a lot of times we try to solve, you know, for the next 100 steps, and we don't have enough visibility into the future to even see what the next 100 steps should be. But we can pretty much identify the next, you know, one or two steps.
Here's another one that I think is really important, and I'm working on this hard in my organization. As I tell my audience, Scott, I'm just like them. I'm making my way through this world just like they are. Mm-hmm. It's all about ownership. Mm-hmm. Who will own this? Mm-hmm. Will you own this? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to take ownership of this project? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I may be the boss, but I want you to own this project. I want to work for you on this project. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I completely love that. I work with so many clients who are really talented, high potential leaders, but they're stuck a lot of the time. And the reason they're stuck is they can't let go of owning everything,
yeah.
Right? And to get the organization where it needs to be, they need to let go of some of that stuff and let other people own it. And what I find is they're afraid to do that. A lot of times they're not afraid to do it because they don't trust the people. They're afraid to do it because, well, I don't want to give them all this stuff that I should be doing myself.
Right.
And what happens invariably when they do give it away, the people say, thank you. Thank you for giving this to us.
After a while, you'll thank yourself, too, if you do it right.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, give us that website one more time.
ScottEplin.com.
And the blog is there. You can find out more about the book. And when the new edition is coming out, you're gonna let us know and launch it on the show, right?
I would love to do it on your show.
Let's do it, Scott. Scott Eplin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Thanks, Scott, for being here. Good job today. We will see him next time, and I'm going to take a quick break. We got more to come after these messages. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman to take us up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.